HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
As fast as you can release them, Eric, we've got 3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Speed release on this. It's a hump and dump release.
I can do it. I can do it.
Get it, man. All right. Release me.
We'll start off with video games. Dirt Rally 2.0. If you like racing, there you go. Dirt Rally 2.0.
Dirt Rally 2.0. On the list.
Netflix. Chef's Table. Volume 6. If you're fat and you like food, this is the show for you. Check it out. Netflix original.
No interest. I can go to any restaurant in the world and watch people eat.
Hulu, Stand Against Evil. It's that IFC show. Season 3 is out. You can check it out. Also, Elvis All-Star Tribute Special.
How new is that?
Kind of interesting. Well, here's what it is. It's host Blake Shelton. Yeah, I was on February 17th, but now you can get it on Hulu if you missed it.
I did.
They're kind of it's a tribute to the special from 1968.
Oh, cool.
So then they have Blake Shelton hosting, and then they have special musicians come out. And they kind of do it in the same setting, I guess.
In Hawaii? Was that in Hawaii? Was that
the same kind of production?
No, that was that one where he's in the black, leather, black leather.
Yeah, that wasn't in Hawaii? I thought that was in Hawaii.
And all the people were sitting right around the little stage.
I think it was in...
It was his comeback special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can find out more about that on Hulu. In the movie theaters, we got How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World coming out.
That's the new one.
Yes. And then Fighting with My Family, I talked about last week, but now it's the full release.
Yeah.
Getting
good reviews.
Yeah, getting good reviews.
Stephen Merchant wrote it.
Yep.
From Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant.
Nick Frost is in it, too.
Yeah,
Nick Frost.
A lot of people in it.
Have some big-time actors in it. So, wrestling movie, basically about Paige's life with The Rock and everything. Music out. John Gordon special, Dream Theater, has a new album.
Oh, boy.
Distance Over Time is the name.
You're choking down your words again. Feel the nerve set in. Unspoken.
Has to be a new singer by now.
I was going to say, this sounds a little different.
It sounds younger.
Yeah. It sounds more modern. Now it's getting a little wingery. What else is on this? Dream Theater going a little bit different.
Paralyze, this one's Untethered Angel.
Chunkier than the normal Dream Theater.
Working the organ in the background.
You gotta work the organ.
You built this world around you, your universe.
Curious? Not sure I'll remember it in 5 minutes.
Kevin James LaBrie is a Canadian vocalist and songwriter.
King of Queens LaBrie.
He's fronted Dream Theater since 91.
They call me LaBrie.
Wow. Same dude, huh?
Gary Clark Jr. has an album. He's a blues guitarist. This Land is the name of it.
I remember when I left home in that pearl Cadillac.
He's good cruising music.
I was searching for some kind of way to pay you back.
I was trying to figure out who he was. I thought for a second it was the guy that did Ghostbusters, but...
No.
That's a different Jr.
It's Ray Parker Jr., yeah. Ken Griffey Jr. originally did it.
There's all the junior juniors.
All the junior juniors. Then his son, Ken Griffey Jr. Jr., known as Trey. And then he has a son now, so he's Ken Griffey Jr. Sr. Jr. Gary Clark is cool. He's just good. He's great background music. If you're doing something around the house, you get a Gary Clark album on. It's usually really good.
Next up, we got Bad Flower. They're here with Shinedown. Pretty soon.
Larry loves these guys.
Yeah, their album's called Okay, I'm Sick.
Larry says they've got a couple smashes.
I think this is a song we're playing. It's called Ghost.
But maybe I'm alive because I didn't really want to die.
Heroinist. We played that in his office. This might be the one we're playing.
Fingerprints in my skin.
jump in it?
Yeah.
Let her go. In my bones are caving in.
Not too bad. Flower.
I like
them.
Yeah. We have a super group. Maybe. I don't know. It's up to you guys what you think. The Claypool Lennon Delirium.
Okay.
Featuring Les Claypool and Sean Lennon.
Super group.
That's super a super group. That's a super, super group. Group.
Okay. South of Reality.
Soundtrack for a very, very bad Cirque du Soleil.
They record this at Abbey Road, too?
Hydrox, Beatles love show.
In the distant background, you're going to hear a...
Why?
That's Yoko throwing some
oh,
in.
Oh, I see. You have to preface it beforehand.
We thought you were just having a stroke, right?
You have to make sure that you're about to break into your Yoko.
Have you ever seen that where Chuck Berry's playing with John Lennon on the Mike Douglas show?
She just starts shouting.
And she did that. And his Chuck Berry's face. Like,
yeah. You do realize that this is like a 48-year-old reference.
Well, I just saw it for the first time.
When?
Like about a month ago.
Wow. Watch a lot of Mike Douglas on the
sure
side.
Why? I don't know. It was someone put it up there.
She can cackle, the woman.
You don't have enough time, otherwise
he's
going
to Bob and Tommy. He's going to... Yep. Mike Douglas was akin to what Ellen is to daytime talk in the 60s and 70s.
Like, that can't be real.
It's real. She used to squeal quite a bit.
Finally, we got an old school thrash metal band, Overkill, and their new album, The Wings of War.
On the wings of war, only the two of
us
together fly and high. Flying high upon the wings of war. Yes, you belong to me.
Doesn't really match up.
Exclusively. It's Jeffrey Osborne. It's a supergroup. Jeffrey Osborne's a new singer of Overkill.
Right now, apparently they need one, so could be.
Each other.
Yep.
On the wings of war.
Did they have a singer?
Together flying high.
I think so.
Flying high upon the wings of war.
Here we go.
You belong to me, and I'm yours exclusively. It's the same. It's exactly the same. On the wings of war,
be a great crossover. They start doing that
speed
now.
That
get
up
the
a
R&B
bit.
Crooners.
Great idea. I'm sure those guys would waste all their time with that. We're Overkill. Is Jeffrey Osborne home?
We have a collaboration.
Like
right
I said, he's not interested. Got an idea.
Nope.
Oops, sorry.
That's over.
God's intervening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a stop to that. Ray Parker Jr. will do it.
All right.
He had two songs. He had Ghostbusters, which he got sued and gave all the money back to Huey Lewis.
I'm in love.
And I'm in love. I'm in love.
Jack and Jill. That was Radio.
Who's that?
I don't know.
That's his band, Radio.
My life is fun. Life is fun.
He was in a band?
With the other woman.
I'm learning a lot about Ray Parker Jr.
It was a hit song in the early 80s about boning on the side and smiling about it the whole way.
At least he got paid on that one.
This is Ray Parker.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about this song. It's a great song. This is Jack and Jill. I totally forgot about this. Ray could sing when he wasn't stealing songs. Thief. There you go. Those are your hot releases. Easy as pie. I don't know what you're going to get, but it's all good. Count on it. It's 98KUPD Entertainment Joe coming up.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.